Western New York flood threat.
That 7 feet of snow turns into a lot of water.
Protesters await word from Missouri grand jury.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
More time for Iran nuclear deal.
This is a difficult and complex negotiation.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. First the white, now the wet. Rain and temperatures over 60 pose new problems for snowbound Western New York. Karen Simonelli lives in West Seneca.
Spent the day getting all the cars out so we can move them off the street in case it floods, because our street is prone to flooding.
CBS's Jerika Duncan is in Buffalo.
The National Guard is ready to deploy where necessary. Good. They have pumps, generators, water rescue teams, sandbags, and boats.
We just hope that it doesn't flood our house, or anybody else's for that matter.
Buffalo's Mayor Byron Brown is encouraged by his city's response so far.
We still see this as an emergency, so we are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
And it's not just flooding people are concerned about. The winds are expected to gust of up to 60 miles per hour later today. That could create conditions for downed trees and power lines.
Most schools are still closed. Some won't reopen till next week. Forecasters say parts of the region will get several more inches of snow tomorrow night. In Ferguson, Missouri, protesters were out last night.
Tell me what democracy looks like!
Today, the grand jury is expected to convene in the Michael Brown shooting case. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
Here in Ferguson, people are nervous.
It's like a suspense right now, you know.
Nervous that there could be a repeat of the unrest we saw in August.
We are just kind of on edge. We just want justice.
This woman believes charges have to be brought against the white police officer, Darren Wilson.
Absolutely, without a doubt. He better be charged. He should be charged.
And so does this young man.
I think he should be charged because, that was wrong.
This woman is hoping for peace.
I'm praying that everything and everybody be safe.
But not everyone is hopeful. If the officer is not charged, though, is there going to be violence?
I'm pretty sure there will be.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Ferguson, Missouri.
Now to Cleveland, where a 12-year-old boy died after being shot by police. The 911 call came from a playground.
There's a guy in there with a pistol. You know, it's probably fake, but he's like pointing at everybody.
A pistol, probably a fake, the caller said, and it was a phony that had an orange safety indicator on it removed. Community activist Donnie Pastard wants a full investigation.
I do not think this police officer left home to kill a black child. But I do think there's training involved, there's the race factor involved, and this is something we're going to have to talk about, whether we like it or not.
Police say the boy grabbed the fake gun after he had been told to raise his hands. The two officers involved have been placed on leave. Overseas now, world talks on Iran's nuclear program have been extended past today's deadline for another 7 months. Meetings likely to resume next month. CBS's Margaret Brennan in Vienna.
Secretary Kerry and Iran's top diplomat directly negotiate with no advisors or even note takers in the room, because hammering out a deal is a top foreign policy goal for President Obama and Iran's Hassan Rouhani. Whether they succeed could tip the Middle East toward a nuclear arms race.
NATO says two of its service members were killed in a bombing in eastern Afghanistan. The bomb was on a bicycle not far from a military convoy. The University of Virginia suspended all fraternities on the heels of a Rolling Stone report about an alleged gang rape during a party 2 years ago. English professor Virginia Allwell was part of a weekend demonstration demanding a full investigation.
This isn't going away without concerted action that involves the Board of Visitors, the president, the administration, the faculty, and the students.
The school officials meet tomorrow to review sexual assault policy. The latest allegations against Bill Cosby involve women and money. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
A longtime NBC employee claims the entertainer had him deliver payouts to 8 different women while The Cosby Show was a hit. Frank Scotti tells the New York Daily News he thinks Cosby slept with the women.
Why would I be sending some woman $2,000? Suspicious.
And he says he stood watch outside Cosby's dressing room when young models visited. Cosby's lawyer says the story is speculation, but the accusations keep coming.
I remember still being in high school saying to him, I'll come see you, but I don't want to drink. It makes me feel funny.
Renita Cheney Hill is one of a half dozen women who claim Cosby drugged and raped them. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
A tour bus went off a Northern California interstate and crashed on its roof yesterday, killing one person, injuring 24 others. Earlier in the day, that same bus hit a Denny's restaurant. Police believe driver fatigue was a factor. Forget Black Friday. The best deal out there may be right now at the gas pump.
Gasoline is an amazing discount. The price is down at the pump another dime. The new average is $2.84.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices have fallen 88 cents a gallon since May. Lowest price in Albuquerque at $2.47. San Francisco has the highest average, $3.14. President Obama awards the nation's highest civilian honor, the Medal of Freedom, today. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
The 19 recipients were chosen by the White House for strong contributions to America. In culture, you hear Stephen Sondheim's music. Or in civil rights activism, Ethel Kennedy, widow of RFK.
Bobby always had to struggle for everything.
Another musician, Stevie Wonder. Actor, Meryl Streep.
I was his mommy for 5.5 years.
Novelist Isabel Allende, another author who was also a newscaster.
At the Brandenburg Gate, I'm Tom Brokaw.
Even three Americans who didn't live to see this happy day, including choreographer Alvin Ailey. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The NFL made it official yesterday. Singer Katy Perry will headline the Super Bowl halftime show. And it was a big night for Perry at the American Music Awards. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Katy Perry's Dark Horse galloped its way to Best Single of the Year, one of three honors for the former gospel singer. British boy group One Direction will also be packing three trophies in their carry-ons.
America has been so, so incredible to us, so thank you so much.
Breakthrough newcomer Iggy Azalea beat out her idols Eminem and Drake in the rap category.
It means so much that I can stand here against Eminem and Drake and come out with this. It's amazing.
Azalea and Jennifer Lopez closing the ABC broadcast with their steamy collaboration, Booty. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The new Hunger Games movie brought in $123 million over the weekend, best opening for any film this year. 75 years after the movie, the Cowardly Lion costume worn by actor Burt Lahr in The Wizard of Oz is going on the auction block today.
I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse.
Catherine Williamson of the auction house Bonhams in New York believes it could go for $1 million.
This is made from real lion hide. Once you get to the thing that you want for filming, you can't make a duplicate.
Also up for sale... A piano which Dooley Wilson pretended to play in the movie Casablanca. A Swiss museum says it's going to accept a priceless collection of long-hidden art from a German collector seized in a tax case. The museum says it will ensure any art looted from Jewish owners by the Nazis is returned. Viktor Tikhonov has died at 84. He was the authoritarian Soviet hockey coach whose teams won three Olympic gold medals but lost to the USA in the Miracle on Ice game. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kaith and CBS News.